Ooh, Heavenly Father, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel you working inside me, working around me. Lord, I feel your presence. Today I come to you, your humble servant, and I come in immense gratitude. And I am thankful. I am grateful for everything that you have done for me, Lord. The doors that you have closed. At times, I ask myself, why has this door been closed? I ask myself, Lord, why? Why are you closing this door? And in those moments, in those times when I ask myself, why? You always show me the reason. You show me that you've closed doors because those are doors I didn't need to walk through. You've shown me that you have closed doors because you have bigger doors ahead that you will open for me. And so, Lord, today I thank you for the closed doors. I thank you for every door that you've closed, every enemy that you have stopped, everything that you have protected me from, Lord, because I know I am living in my immeasurable favor. I am living in the favor of you, Lord. Sometimes I just sit back and I say, Lord, to think where I've come from, to think of the trials, the tribulations, the challenges that I endured in my childhood and in my life, to see where I am today. Lord, I thank you because never in my imagination could I have expected or thought that I would be in a place where I am surrounded by so much love. I am surrounded by so many people that support me, that want the best for me, that I am secure in my business, that I am wanting for nothing. I am not worried about how my bills are going to get paid, how my children are going to be cared for, whether my business is going to thrive. No, Lord, I have no fear. I have no anxiety. I have left all of these things with you, Lord. I've left them at the foot of the cross with your son Jesus. And I've said, Lord, this is your life. These are your children. This is your business. You do with it what you wish. And so, Lord, I thank you for never disappointing me. I thank you for continuing to remind me where my strength comes from. And as I sit in prayer and as I sit in awe of the wonderful things that you have done for me, of the wonderful things that you have continued to do for me, Lord, I think of all the seeds that I have planted. Lord, I've planted seeds throughout the world. There are seeds that I've planted in my brother, seeds that I've planted for decades and decades and years. And Lord, I am seeing the fruit of those seeds. And so, Lord, I thank you for those seeds. I can see seeds that I planted into people I've had 20-minute conversations with. And the fruit of those seeds, Lord, I see them. I see people's lives being transformed by me just showing up to be a walking, a living witness for you. So, Lord, I ask you to continue to strengthen me, continue to bless me, continue to bless every single person around me. And Lord, I know the closer I cleave to you, the more the enemy gets mad. So I rebuke him in your name, Jesus. I rebuke any spiritual attacks that are planned for me. I rebuke them, Lord. And I ask you, at those times when I may get sad, at those times when I get down, you remind me of all of the good work that we have done together, Lord. You and I, when I lean on you, you show me the path of greatness. You show me the path of glory. So continue showing me the path, Lord. Continue showing me the path that you want me to walk. I love you, Lord. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.